So, Chevra, I've always been incredibly fascinated and tried to find ideas to explain the beginning of this week's parsha, when talking about Shabbos Kodesh, has the only one malacha that's explicitly commanded to us in all of the Lamed Tes malachas of Shabbos Kodesh. The Pasuk tells us, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Gimel, Lo Suvaru Eish B'chol Moshvaseichem B'yom HaShabbos. That one cannot ignite a fire in all of your dwelling places on Shabbos Kodesh. And immediately one has to ask, we have 30 Lamed Tes Malachos, and we all know, and it's from this week's Parsha, from the juxtaposition between the Mishkan and Shabbos, that we learn all the Malachos from the Mishkan, from the Binyan HaMishkan, from the Avodah of the Mishkan, big Machlokes, Rashi Rav Haigon, but not for now. But L'maisa, one Malacha is explicit in the whole Torah. Just one. Lo suvaro ish b'chol mosh v'seichem. And you have to ask, why? And why that one? Rashi already tells us, based on the Gemara, that whether Havar is a lav yatzas, to tell us that it's only a lav, which itself is hard to understand, or l'chalik yatzas, but then we have to understand why this one. But to show us that, if you do many different malachas at one time, you're going to be mechuyav on each and every one, as opposed to if you do the same malacha a few times, you don't have to bring many different korban chatas. But really, that's why. And why then Eish is the one teaching us? Right? That answer is maybe you need one, but why Eish then? So it's hard to understand. I saw the Ibn Ezra this year. The Ibn Ezra gives of the best answers to their pshat. The Ibn Ezra tells us that since we know the Torah teaches us on Yontav, you're allowed to use a fire to cook. So therefore, we need to explicitly tell us or remind us on Shabbos, you can't. Because one might get confused. Okay, that I hear. But I want to share with the Chevra, and everybody knows the Eilige Torah from the Baal Shem and others, that really, B'derech Drush, but this is deep Drush, that Eish is Merames to cast, to anger. We know when a person gets angry, he's very heated, he becomes red. And if you ever saw a cartoon of a character getting angry, it's fire coming out of his ears. So Lo Suvaru Eish, and that's why specifically B'chol Mosh V'seichem, in all of your dwelling places. What, like, are you allowed to make a fire out in the forest? Of course not. So why does it say B'chol Mosh V'seichem? It's trying to teach us that we know all week long, our families often are doing their own things. One day a week, we're together. And when the family comes together, it should be a time of shalom and simcha, but sadly, sometimes it's a time of a lot of fighting and kas and anger. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to remind us, that's not what Shabbos is for. I want Shabbos to be full of menucha. I want Shabbos to be full of shalom. The one thing you need to tell us, Lo suvaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem. Don't let any fires of anger burn in all your dwelling places. But that's obviously a deeper pshat. We could talk about that a lot longer, but I want to share what I found this year that I never saw before. Kadosh Baruch Hu opened up my eyes this past Shabbos Kodesh, all the way down in New York City, waiting to daven Shabbos morning, and I pulled out the Chumash, and this is what I saw. The Das Akenim says the following words, Lo Savaru Eish, listen to this. His Hira Torah al Havara, the Torah warned us specifically of the Malach of Havara, of lighting, igniting a fire. Tvei Mishar Malachos, more than any other Malachos. Listen to his words, I'm just going to stop short, but we're going to try to analyze. Mipnei She'ena Niras Kol Kach Malacha. It doesn't appear to be such a Malacha. I thought to myself, really? Of all the malachos, making a fire doesn't appear to be malacha? I think it appears to be a malacha more than any of the malachas almost. If you would have told me, boirer doesn't appear to be malacha. I'm just like, I'm eating something, I don't like this, I take it out. You know, that's really a malacha? Maybe that I need to be explicit. Hotzah, that I'm just carrying my talis to shul. I'm carrying my talis to shul with no erev. Really, that doesn't feel like a malacha. That I might need. But really? Das Kanan, really? I wouldn't think that Eish is a malacha. Eish is like I'm creating this fire which is so powerful. I could cook with it. I could heat with it. I could dab. It's like that's the one that it wouldn't appear to be malacha. Really? Are you serious? So I'm sitting in Shul this past Shabbos Kodesh. I'm thinking about that. Really? What do you mean, Das Kanim? And that's why, out of all the 30 malachas, that tells us Varesh. So we know the Torah is Netzchias. We know the Torah is for all generations. For every single one. And not for anyone in this room, Baruch Hashem. But we all know, Lo Aleinu, we shouldn't know. But what's the one area of Malacha? That there are Yidden that call themselves overall from, that are Nichshal, that are stumbling, in this day and age, in our dar, in the area of electronics, in the area of a cell phone, in these areas, there are Yidden who keep, go to shul, and have Suda's Shabbos, and wouldn't ever do certain other things, but to go on the cell phone, Lo Aleinu, sadly, it's something, whether it's because they're so connected to it, or because it's just, it could be in such sinna, in such privacy. And there are different deus in electricity and why it's usher. But one of the deus, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, to Chazon Ish, says, why is electricity, why is it usher? Mishum Esh. Mishum fire. And even though a cell phone, you could argue, is not the same electricity, but the whole idea of electricity, Mishum Esh. Specifically, in your dwelling places, in your homes, in your rooms, comes Das Kanim, because there are Yidden who are going to say to themselves, it doesn't feel like a malacha, it's not a big deal. Maybe that's for our dar, for those Yidden who need this chizik. Not just when you're outside and in shul, keep your Shabbos. It has to be everywhere. Don't allow yourself to think and belittle Shabbos Kodesh. We have to be Shabbos Kodesh to Giyidin. And even though for those in this room, maybe we didn't need to hear that chizik in the same way, but it should be a chizik to all of us to, if they're Yidin or thinking like this, on some levels, because we're not connecting enough to Shabbos. Because through our Shabbos, we could be mashpi on them with Shabbos Kodesh. If we made Shabbos sweeter for them, if we made Shabbos more special for them, through livening Shabbos, singing on Shabbos, Torah on Shabbos, Tefillos on Shabbos, then maybe they'd understand every aspect of Shabbos Nochashev, and they wouldn't trample on this avoid of Los Avar Roesh, Pachomo Shoseichem. We should be Zoicha to be a Shabbos Digiyid and live Shabbos Kodesh every moment of our life. Have a hail of your Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,
Tishi yasam, ha yisalat netzav, ve sivasam echal daradar.